Townsend will be coming. Kim, have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
And do you desire to be baptized as a testimony with these folks that you want to live for Him all your life?
Yes.
All right. I'd like for you to share your story with us, if you would.
When I was a little girl, my mom said I had asked Jesus into my heart. But I really do not remember doing that. I grew up in church with my mom and dad. I really don't remember what I thought about God and church up until the time I was a teenager. When I became a teenager, things really got rough for me. I rebelled against mom when dad left us all for another woman. He broke all of our hearts. I got into drugs and alcohol and had premarital sex. I was pregnant at the age of 18 before I was married. I had a boy at 19 and married a physically and mentally abusive man. At 21, I had a girl and lived in total chaos and embarrassment for 16 years. I was put into a mental institution for depression and was prescribed Prozac, and I was told I would be on it for the rest of my life. Back in 1990, I went to a Pentecostal church and was what I thought saved, and served the Lord and was baptized. I lived a long time struggling with my faith and wondering why God put me through this with my husband. He cheated on me with a lot of women. I had the filthiest mouth and was mean and tired all the time. I say I hated my ex. I dreaded every time he came home. My ex had mentally run my self-esteem down as well as our children. In August 2004, I was to a point where I couldn't go any further. I had made the decision to leave my husband. I had gotten an apartment and moved out. I was in the apartment a week and tried to work things out with him. When I showed up to talk to him, he had another woman moved in the day I had left him. I was at my lowest. I was on my face at 12 a.m. in my apartment hallway. I asked God to forgive me and please come into my heart. I can't go on anymore without you. At that moment, the weight was lifted and things just felt right. My son Drew convinced me to move back home to Ohio. We were in Texas. I wasn't leaving without Ashley, my daughter. We got her without her will, and we came home. I have been fighting the battle with my children. They both are living with their dad in Texas, but God has changed me into a nicer, kinder person. He gave me a husband that loves me and loves the Lord very much. I am off Prozac for 3 years now, and I have a closer walk with God. Now that He took drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes away from me, I thank Him daily for that, because I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for the Lord in my life. I have grown in the Lord so much, and I am still growing and love to learn every day.
I think we heard something about if you really believe in Jesus, it shows. And we have just heard a testimony that shows that. Upon your profession of faith, Kim, it's a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Courtney Beatty's coming in next to be baptized. My hands are a little wet, so I'll let you have your notes here.
It's all right.
Courtney, have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, sir, I have.
And do you desire to be baptized to let the world know that you want to live for Him all your life?
Yes, I do.
All right, why don't you step up and share your story with us?
All right. If some of you know me, when I get nervous, I speak really fast. So I have a note to myself that says, "Speak slowly, be calm, be clear, who shall I fear?" That's what I'm going to remind myself. Throughout my life, it seems that I've always had to learn the hard way. That's probably because of my stubborn and my prideful attitude, which has always brought me trouble. As I grew up, I found my worth in the sports I played and the company I kept. My attitude and actions towards my family was not always loving, and often my friends weren't the most supportive and encouraging either. In high school, my parents were always supportive of me and the decisions I made and encouraged me to get involved in opportunities. One of these opportunities was a non-denominational outreach program called Young Life. Little did I know that this was going to change my life. Toward the end of my junior year in high school, I started to become interested in Bible studies, but it was not until the end of my senior year that I started to take the Bible seriously. It was after a tragic car accident that killed one of my closest friends and also one of my soccer teammates that changed my life. All at once, life became fragile and precious, and I realized I was someone who that questioned everything and was ungrateful and certainly not worth of God's help. I started to understand my true condition, and without Christ, I was lost and was blind to what the Lord had to offer me. I was beginning to understand that life was a gift and was meant to be given to me to be lived for God and not just for myself. I started reading my Bible daily and learning through Scripture why Christ came to this earth and what He had done for me. He opened my eyes to understand, and He died because He loved me first. God used a Young Life leader, who is now also a dear, close, personal friend of mine, to explain what the Bible stated about our sinful nature. She showed me from the Word of God, my only hope is found in Christ, and who lived a perfect life and paid the penalty for my sins, and on the cross to rise again to show His power over sin and death. Living through Christ through the college years has been anything but easy. However, I would not have had it any other way. Through this time, God has taught me how to practically live out my faith. He is the foundation for all my decisions. He is the one who I sing my life song to. I am continuing to learn that life is not all about me, but is all about Him. Every step of the way, I'm learning and growing through all my public and personal struggles. With each joy and triumph, these life lessons that I pray, my actions, my words, and my life will reflect and model the joy, the hope, and most of all, the love Christ has given me. My hope is now in Christ, and my desire is to live for Him in obedience to His word. And if I had a verse to pick, my scripture would be, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Courtney, upon your clear profession of faith, I have the privilege of baptizing you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's have a word of prayer, and we commit our sisters to the Lord. Father, thank you for what you have done. The stories that we've just heard are the stories that you have written and are writing, and we praise you, and we pray you'll protect our sisters from the evil one, help them to walk in obedience to the Lord Jesus all their lives. Thank you for what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.